President-elect Donald Trump made two more cabinet appointments today, both of them women. He chose charter school advocate Betsy DeVos as his education secretary and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as UN ambassador. As for Secretary of State, Trump is considering appointing former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. The two men met over the weekend to talk about the post, and that's despite Romney's harsh comments earlier this year about Trump's candidacy.
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud. His promises are as worthless as a degree from Trump University. He's playing the members of the American public for suckers. He gets a free ride to the White House, and all we get is a lousy hat.
Joining us to talk more about what Romney might be like as Secretary of State is Carrie Healy. She was Lieutenant Governor under Romney from 2003 to 2007. She is now President of Babson College. And we should say she also worked in the State Department's Public-Private Partnership for Justice Reform in Afghanistan. Carrie Healy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, we just heard that clip from Mitt Romney. He said it back in March. Why do you think he might consider the potential appointment as Secretary of State in the Trump administration after saying such harsh words about the president-elect?
Well, certainly they have exchanged volleys, but now it's time to govern, and that really looks, you know, it requires you to look beyond yourself to what's best for the nation. And in my experience, Mitt Romney is above all a patriot, and if he feels his service would benefit the country, then I believe that he would serve no matter what the context. Hmm.
But in your experience with him as governor, do you think that he would be able to compromise and it would be maybe not so difficult for him to work with someone whose principles he might not necessarily agree with? And not just, I'm not just talking about the president-elect, but I'm talking about other members of the president-elect's cabinet right now.
Well, it's very interesting because Mitt Romney actually has demonstrated significant ability throughout his career, his political career, to collaborate with former opponents to get very difficult and important jobs done. The thing that comes to mind most for me is how closely he worked with Ted Kennedy on making sure that there was bipartisan support for health care reform in Massachusetts, the so-called Romney Care. Proposals that or acts that eventually became incorporated, at least in spirit, into Obamacare. And I remember in particular that when Ted Kennedy was there at the signing of the health care reforms in Massachusetts, he joked that if he and Mitt Romney were supporting the same bill, then perhaps one of them hadn't read it. But in truth, from the very beginning, when Mitt came into office as governor, he specifically reached out to Ted Kennedy and overcame all of the very harsh back and forth that had gone on when he had run against Senator Kennedy in 1994 to build a really strong coalition with him to work for something that was deeply important to both of them. And he brought along the Democrats in the House and the Senate with him. So it was I think that there is ample evidence that he can both get over those difficult campaign experiences and work constructively for the better purposes of government.
Mm. Now, we said, as we said, you worked in the State Department under former Secretaries of State Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton. Were there other qualities, aside from collaboration, that you see or saw in Mitt Romney that you think he brings to the table here? I'd like to know another strength and another weakness.
Well, I think that a strength is that he learns and that he goes to other places and meets with foreign leaders with an open mind and does not always take the conventional approach. Back in 2010, in his book, No Apology, as you may remember, Governor Romney was one of the first people to warn about an ascendant Russia and the threat that Russia could potentially pose to peace in Western Europe and elsewhere. And it wasn't a popular opinion. People really disregarded it and ridiculed that position. But in truth, it's turned out to be very much the case. And at that time, he strongly advocated for American leadership in the world and the need for that in a world that was trying to balance various ideologies and ambitions between Russia and China and radical Islam. So there are strains that I believe he could share with some of the members of the proposed and the current Trump administration as we're seeing it formed. But I'm sure that he would also feel very comfortable speaking out when he disagreed with the course of action.
But, you know, you brought up Russia, and there appears to be, you know, a divide. I mean, President-elect Trump has said he wants to work with Russia. He says he admires Vladimir Putin. How might Mitt Romney manage that divide when he's not? And I know I'm sort of asking the same question again, but when he's not in a position where he's necessarily at the top, but he's a member of a team. What evidence do we have of what he may have done as governor that he will be able to stand up to competing interests and work out a compromise when there appears to be a big division there?
Well, Mitt Romney is, and I believe we have many examples of the fact that he's a principled leader. So he is going to be willing to take unpopular positions. He's going to try to gather the best people around him. He has always tried to make sure that he was challenged by those around him, that there was open and frank discussion in cabinet meetings and elsewhere among campaign teams. He was never shy about having people with very strong opposing views at the table, and I'm sure that he'd continue to use that management approach and feel very comfortable dealing with people who had strong opposing views. He also knows any number of the people who may or are currently involved well. So I think that he would be in a position to be able to have those discussions, frankly.
Right. And there are some Republicans who are concerned about the comments that Romney made about Trump during the campaign. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who was an earlier supporter of Trump, spoke on Fox News just today, casting doubt on Trump even choosing Romney as Secretary of State. We have a bit of tape from that. Let's listen.
When you go after a person who is the nominee of your party, who has been duly nominated by the voters, and then you're savaging the voters. You're not just savaging Donald Trump. And so it would be a real insult to all those Donald Trump voters who worked really hard.
And then, of course, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, also critical, saying that New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani would be a preferable candidate as Secretary of State over potential Mitt Romney candidacy. I mean, what do you think of those divisions among Republicans about this potential candidacy?
Well, it's been only not quite 2 weeks, so I'm sure that there's still going to be a lot of very, you know, high feelings in these areas. And there's probably a half a dozen people who have been mentioned as potential candidates for Secretary of State. I'm sure they all have their advocates.
Mm-hmm. And so overall, you didn't tell me a weakness. You told me strengths. You didn't tell me a potential weakness. What do you think that might be?
I have to say that after being both on his leadership team here in Massachusetts and working on two political campaigns with him, I did not see any weaknesses at all. And I believe that he would be a wonderful person to have back in public life in America, and I hope that there's a path to it.
All right. Carrie Healy, president of Babson College, former lieutenant governor of Massachusetts under Mitt Romney from 2003 to 2007. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye now.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.